Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we just spoke with Margaret Atwood, who on the way out the door shook my hand and said, vote turnip. So maybe that's an indication that the turnip is, in fact, going to decide to run for Prime Minister of Canada. But that aside, the author did not know that Twitter existed a year or so ago after she had finished her most recent novel, and now she has over 85,000 followers. So now we want to hear from you. Who are you following on Twitter that your fellow Twitter users in our audience should know about? What's the best tweet you've received over the last few days? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And actually, it doesn't even have to be just the last few days. Call and tell us one of the most memorable tweets that you've got. And so far, the lines are not ringing. Are they that ephemeral? That's what people said about Twitter at first. And then I think it turned out not to be true, that it's just ephemeral and 140 characters is meaningless. As Margaret also said to me off the air on her way out, she said, Twitter is a force. And it could be that Twitter is actually disproportionately used by influential people. But are there some unlikely sources that you turn to on Twitter? Maybe an economist with great 140-character movie critiques, or a fiction writer like Margaret Atwood, who does some insightful political tweeting on the side? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for just the last few minutes of our show today. For example, as some people are retweeting to at Brian Lehrer, Rosaline on Twitter retweeted one of Kanye West's tweets that says, you basically can say anything to someone on an email or text as long as you put LOL at the end. You basically can say anything to someone on an email or text as long as you put LOL on the end, tweeted Kanye West. Denise Marie retweeted to us that we should all be following Newark Mayor Cory Booker because she says his tweets are the best. He's kind of like a hyper-caffeinated, highly inspirational version of Batman. Then Olug on our comments page recommends following the author Mitali Perkins and Paul W. Hankins, who recently started a censorship-related conversation with the hashtag at Speak Loudly, or with the hashtag Speak Loudly. That's the topic. Lisa Cott TV retweeted Vegan Bake Sale, who tweeted, guys, everything is going to be okay. I just got an envelope full of plastic eyes. So there's a good Twitter haiku in 140 characters or less. Guys, everything is going to be okay. I just got an envelope full of plastic eyes. We have Denise Marie on Twitter retweeting that I read that one. C. Webber retweeted Lady Gaga's YouTube video where she asks her senators to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So what are you retweeting? Or what's a memorable tweet that you got lately? Ken in Manhattan. Ken, you're on WNYC.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Okay.
I got a tweet yesterday entitled The Vulture Tree from TweetPic. And it was a photograph of turkey vultures or buzzards, I'm not sure how you call it, on a tree at sunset in the Hudson Valley,
mm-hmm.
right where I live. And it was sent from one of my followers.
And so this...
And I just got onto Twitter about 3 months ago.
Uh-huh. So who are you following on Twitter that's really interesting?
Well, I just follow ordinary people. I have a radio show myself.
Uh-huh.
And... I just follow ordinary people and fans, and they follow me back. But some of the people that I follow who you don't expect to follow you back are really media people. So I follow Democracy Now! And WNYC.
Where's your radio show? You can say it.
It's at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York, and you can follow me on First World Music, and that's First as one ST.
Ken, thank you. Good luck. Dave in Monmouth Beach, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dave.
Hi. My two favorite Twitter profiles are Cranky Kaplan and Wise Kaplan.
Because?
Cranky Kaplan is this sort of incoherent ranting, profane, dirty tweeter. You have to kind of see it and read it to believe it. And Wise Kaplan is his alter ego, who's just this sort of urbane, witty, sort of old-time New Yorker tweeter. And apparently the two profiles are creations of two former writers, I think, from the New York Observer. And the Kaplan is apparently their former editor, who they're lampooning.
Aha, okay.
Apparently he's in on it and thinks it's funny. And let's see. It's hard to explain. Just go Wise Kaplan and Cranky Kaplan.
Okay, and one was that you were going to the pet store to buy an aquarium bowl and smash it over the head of the next person. Is this you?
Cranky Kaplan tweeted. He tweeted, this is what caught my attention. He said, I was looking for toe sock, runner toe socks,
mm-hmm.
on Twitter.
Right.
And I found this tweet, and this guy said, you know, going to a pet store, going to buy an aquarium, we'll smash it over the head of next person I see wearing toe socks.
So be careful out there. Dave, thank you for your call. Let's see. Ron on our website says to follow Mashable for great tech news, and David Carr for great media news. Lisa Kott TV gave us another retweet from, this one's from at Elbow Toe, which is spelled just the way it sounds, at Elbow Toe. Best line I heard all day, a tree falls in Brooklyn. And I think that was actually like a daily news headline or something after the tornado. Jeannie on Twitter says everyone should follow young adult author Maureen Johnson, even if you're not a young adult author. She's smart and hilarious. So there's another example, I guess, of someone who actually writes books, also having a good Twitter feed. Says Janine on Twitter, that's YA author, young adult author, Maureen Johnson. And here's somebody calling anonymously from work somewhere in New Jersey. We won't out you. Hello.
Hi there. I was just listening to your show, so thank you for taking my call and leaving me anonymous. But there's a great website that actually has a Twitter page called cutemonster.com, and it's geared towards dads or fathers of toddlers, and it's great. And from a mother's perspective, it's great to see what dads are thinking and what they're posting, just so that we can all see, you know, maybe make it more equal.
So, like, what?
It's definitely cute.
Any one thing that you learned there that comes to mind?
It helps me get better insight into what my husband, who's currently a stay-at-home dad, is thinking or doing, or who he's getting some advice from.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. And back to work now before somebody sees your IP address.
Great. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett produced this program with Alan Smith and Rachel Senator. We had intern help today from Annalise Winnie and Alec Hamilton. Our It's a Free Country website editor is Anna Sale. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. Our Twitter address is at Brian Lehrer. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.